When I worked in Detroit with this British program, we would prepare the data for that program. We didn't have an IBM computer in our company. You couldn't sort of send it out. There was no internet. So I and normally one or two other guys would fly out to the cheapest IBM computer we could get hold of, which was in Philadelphia at an oil company. I can still smell the oil smell in the air. So we would arrive. Computer time was cheapest at night. Mm. We would arrive one evening with our tapes and everything, and we'd go, we'd eat some supper, and we'd go out to the oil company, and we'd go into the computer room, and they would be just finishing the shift, and it was our computer for all night. So we'd get in, we'd load our tapes, we'd do everything, and we'd have our cards, probably punch cards and everything, and we'd leave with stacks of printout and so on. But we had to babysit the computer. For instance, when you ran a big program, the convergence, this was part of the thing, that it was a big numerical mesh. Mm-hmm. We were solving what was called diffusion equation. So it's like solving a heat equation. It's more or less the same equation. And so you'd start with a guess of the solution, and you'd iterate, and you'd check from time to time if the errors were getting smaller and the thing was converging or not. If not, you'd have to change the input and start again.
Yeah.
So that was done hands-on by, and you, there was no screen. So you, from time to time, you'd print results, or you'd print some metric of what was going on.
Yeah.
And to do it to print, you'd have to stop the computer because the computer was single-tasking. So if it was in compute mode, okay, it would remember, and then you'd stop it, and you'd go into print mode, you'd print out what you had to, and so on.
Yeah.
So it was... So you'd have the whole computer sensitive to yourself.